Another labor strike is looming in Hollywood. A few days ago, the major movie studios called off contract talks with the Screen Actors Guild after 3 weeks of negotiations. The studio said the demands of SAG were unreasonable. The Guild recently released a statement saying it was willing to negotiate around the clock until a deal was done. For more on this, we go now to Los Angeles Times entertainment business reporter Richard Verrier. Welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right, but how are these two parties doing? Bring us up to date on what's been going on.
Well, they're not doing too well. It's not quite doom and gloom just yet. They still have a month and a half to go before the actors' contract expires. That's the point at which the actors could decide to go on strike. But after 3 weeks of negotiations, they made some headway, but are far apart on a host of issues across both new media and old media. The main sticking point at this point has to do with the fact that the actors are seeking better terms than what writers and directors negotiated in their recent agreements. Specifically, the actors want a bigger cut of revenues from DVD sales. Their DVD residual formula hasn't been changed in over two decades, among other things. And they are also sharply at odds with the studios over how much money they should get when shows are streamed online and what kinds of shows that are created for the web should be covered under the union's contract. So those are just some of the issues.
Today, the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers started negotiations with the union known as AFTRA, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, and we should mention that many NPR employees are members of that union. Can these negotiations put pressure on any future negotiations with the Screen Actors Guild?
There's no question AFTRA is expected to negotiate a deal in fairly short order, but they have much less contentious relations with the studios, and they've already negotiated a contract that, a separate contract that incorporated many of the same elements as the deal that the writers struck. So they're expected to basically accept a similar framework as what the writers negotiated, and that will certainly put pressure on SAG, because at that point it would be the, you know, three other unions would have basically accepted terms that they've said fall short.
If it does, in fact, go to a strike, can Hollywood weather another potential shutdown?
Well, certainly an actor strike would be more devastating than a writer strike. The writer strike lasted 100 days and shut down scripted TV production and had a large effect across Hollywood, not just among the writers, but on below-the-line, thousands of below-the-line workers, many of whom are still struggling to get back on their feet. And a SAG strike would also have a big effect on feature film production. Now, some feature films, independent features, have received waivers to keep shooting, so the impact would be mitigated somewhat. But there isn't much appetite for another strike following the writer's walkout.
Los Angeles Times reporter Richard Verrier, thank you.
Thank you very much.